John chapter 20.
The tomb empty.
Early in the morning, the first day of the week, when the place been still dark, Mary Magdalene gone to the tomb. He see that the stone where they been put over the door of the tomb for Kibum been moved from there. Mary turned back and run to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one what Jesus loved. He tell him, say,
they done take away the Lord body out of the tomb, and we ain't know what they done with him.
So Peter and the other disciple start off to the tomb. Both them been a run, but the other disciple run more fast than Peter, so he get to the tomb first. He bent over and he look inside the tomb, and he see just them piece of linen cloths there, where the two man them been used for wrap up Jesus' body. But that disciple ain't going inside the tomb. Then Simon Peter will come behind him, get to the tomb too. He going inside the tomb and he see them piece of linen cloths the lay there, and he see the cloths what they been used for wrap round Jesus' head. That been pun another side, fold up by itself. Then the other disciple will first get to the tomb, going inside too. When he see all that, he believe. Still yet they understand what done been write in God's book, that say that Jesus have forget up from amongst the dead and live again. Then disciple them going back to the house.
Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
Mary been a stand up to cry close to the tomb. Whilst he been a cry, he bent over and look inside. There inside the tomb he see two angels. They been a wear white clothes and been a sat down in that place there where Jesus' body done been. One angel been to the head and the other angel been to the foot where Jesus done been. The angel them asked Mary, say,
how come you to cry?
Mary answer him, say,
they done take me Lord and gone away, and I ain't know where they done put him.
When Mary say that, he turn round and he see Jesus to stand up there. But Mary ain't know that been Jesus. Jesus asked him, say,
how come you to cry? Who you to look for?
Mary think that the man will walk the garden, so he say,
sir, if you done take him away, tell me where you put him, and I go and get him.
Jesus say,
Mary.
Mary turn and look upon Jesus and say,
Rabboni.
In the Hebrew language, that word mean teacher. Jesus tell him say,
must don't hold on to me, because I ain't going back up yet to the Father. But go to me, brethren, and tell him for me, say, I'd gwine back up to me father, but on a father too, and me God, and on a God too.
So Mary Magdalene gone to disciple them and tell him he been see the Lord, and he tell him that Jesus say them thing.
Jesus appeared to disciple them.
First dark, the first day of the week, disciple them been getter. They lock all the door them, because they been scared of the Jew leader them. Whilst they been there, Jesus come out of nowhere, and he stand up amongst them. He tell them, say,
peace pon honor.
After he say that, he show them the cut in his hand and his side. And when disciple them see the Lord, they been full up with joy. Jesus tell them again, say,
peace pon honor. Same like the Father send me for come into the world. Same fashion, I'd send una for go for do me walk.
Then he blew a breath upon him and say,
let the Holy Spirit come upon una. If una pardon a person with sin, go and pardon that person there. If una ain't pardon that person with sin, go ain't going pardon that person there.
Jesus appeared to Thomas.
One of the 12 disciples them were named Thomas. They call him the twin. He ain't been there when Jesus come to the other disciple them. So the other disciple them tell Thomas they been see the Lord. Thomas tell him say,
I ain't gwine believe except I see the nail print in his two hands. And I put my finger in the place where the nail cut him there. And except I put my hand in the cut in his side.
After 8 days been passed, disciples them been get again in the house. Thomas himself been there with him. Even though the door been locked, still yet Jesus come again and stand amongst them. He say,
"Peace be on her."
Then Jesus tell Thomas, say,
"Take your finger and touch me two hand, and look upon him good. Scratch out your hand and put him in my side. Must don't doubt no more. Believe upon me."
Thomas answered Jesus, say,
"O me Lord and me God."
Jesus tell him, say,
"You believe upon me because you done see me, Eddie. But for true, go agwan bless them who believe upon me, even though they ain't never see me."
What make John write this book?
Jesus done a heap of other miracle where disciple them see, but they ain't write down in this book yet. But the thing them will write down in this book, they write down so that una can believe that Jesus the Messiah Christ, God's Son. And if una believe upon Christ, una gwine have true life.